I'm speaking with Ken Reichert, sales manager, GrowMark Refined and Renewable Fuels, and we're talking a little bit today about fuel quality management. So first of all, Ken, let's get us started by telling us, what is the overall importance of fuel quality management?
Diesel engine manufacturers as far back as the 1930s said that the number one thing to do with diesel fuel, and really all fuel, is to keep it dry and clean. Keep the fuel dry and clean. Now, that was true then, and it's really even more true now and critically true for today's diesel engines and also for gasoline engines.
Well, why is that true?
Today's diesel engines in particular, and we'll focus on diesel here for a minute, the diesel engines have fuel injection systems that utilize very tight tolerances on the injectors. And also, these are electronically controlled systems. It doesn't rely on any mechanical type of injection. It's the electronics, the timing, and the sophistication, all that. And the engine manufacturers talk about a diesel injection strategy that injects diesel fuel up to 7 times in that injection cycle, which at very high pressures of up to 30,000 PSI. So you can imagine this takes place very fast and under high pressures. So they just can't tolerate any dirt, any foreign material, oxidized fuel or water of any kind in getting into the fuel system.
Well, what about filtration on the storage tanks and equipment?
We have kind of discovered in recent years that there's a lot of storage, both on farm and in commercial, that's decades old, and most older storage would have some type of contaminants naturally, some dirt, rust, water. The humidity in the air gets inside these tanks, and so over time, you can get some contamination. And the filtration on the equipment now is very, very fine filtration, and really the days of never having to change a filter on a storage tank is really over. We always recommend to match the storage tank filtration to the equipment, or nearly so that if you're going to have any filtration or contaminant issues, you're kind of stopping it at the storage tank rather than at the piece of equipment. So it just takes more management for any kind of contaminants and they really do naturally occur in fuel storage over time.
Well, I know another problem that you have, especially with older tanks, is fuel-borne microbes and how to prevent. Tell us a little bit about how to prevent and eliminate the free water that builds up in the storage tank that breeds these microbes.
Whenever you have a filtration issue, the number one thing to suspect is water. Condensation that eventually develops free water or what have you. If that's left in your storage tank, what you get is a water bottom on these tanks because the water is more dense and heavier than the fuel. And where that water is on the bottom of the fuel, that's the perfect environment for bacteria and microorganisms to grow. And if not checked or the water's not removed, then microbes can build up and that can cause filter plugging and also filter plugging at the equipment. So it's important to remove the water and monitor for that. That's something that is a management step to remove that water so you don't have buildup.
With the increasing use of biodiesel blends, is there anything in particular that would have to be done differently as far as fuel quality management with regard to biodiesel blends?
The issue with biodiesel is that as biodiesel may be used more in the marketplace, obviously, especially Illinois, but different states. Biodiesel, the only thing about it is that it has a little less oxidative stability than does regular diesel fuel. So, in general, biodiesel would be the same as any other fuel as far as, you know, how you would manage the quality, protecting it from dirt, contaminants, and water, and things like that.
Well, we talked about the tanks and the filters, but do pumps and hoses also affect fuel quality?
Not quite to the same extent. I mean, if the pump is working as it should, then it's basically pumping. And the hose, if it's not an older hose or not deteriorated, it normally is not the weakest link in the system. The main the main thing in fuel storage is the fuel itself inside the tank, the conditions, the environment that it's in, how long it's been in there, and how well you filter it out. Today's filters use synthetic media, and they can really filter fuel pretty fine, down to very small microns.
Again, we talked about the storage systems, but what about the fuel itself? I know that we have had issues that today's diesel engines are really a lot more sophisticated than they used to be, and it's really important to use as high a quality fuel as possible. And I know that Growmark FS just recently came out with a new formulation that's really a higher quality.
Yeah, that's correct. We've had a diesel fuel additive that we feel is the absolute best additive to use for any diesel engine. We've had it since 1952. Recently, the formulation has been updated. We updated the detergency package to deal with some of these tight tolerances in the injections so that if there's any sticking, this detergency will take care of that. We've updated the oxidation inhibitor because oxidation is a normal process in diesel fuel or with hydrocarbon-type fuel. It'll naturally oxidize over time. The return fuel in today's engine is much warmer than it was years ago, and warm temperatures tend to exacerbate the oxidation process. So we optimized that oxidation-inhibiting chemistry to kind of deal with that issue and also to deal with the presence of biodiesel that's in a lot of fuels. Biodiesel isn't quite as stable as regular diesel, so we've upped the oxidation inhibitor to deal with that. And we were talking about water in fuel. Our multifunctional, our multi-component additive has a emulsifier in it that basically is intended and has been upgraded to make fuel shed out of the water or drop to the bottom faster. So if there is any free water or condensation that gets into the fuel, you want it to go to the bottom so you can physically remove it. Then the corrosion inhibitor was also upgraded because the diesel injection systems can't tolerate any corrosion of any kind, any wear from the fuel operation. So those are the main things that we've recently updated. And the other components in it were pretty much already optimized.
And that product is DieselX Gold, and you can find out more about that from your local FS Energy specialist, as well as about any fuel storage questions you might have, right?
That's right. You nailed it there.
All right. Thank you very much, Ken.